Bailybridge. Meteorologist Claire Nazir tells us how it possibly came about.
All associated with a cluster of really intense thunderstorms which created secondary vortexes, and this is what sometimes happens. So pretty horrible and scary conditions.
Storm Gerrit's also being blamed for disruption to rail services, and thousands of properties in Scotland still have no power. A senior Labour front bencher has claimed it's the worst-kept secret in Parliament that there'll be a general election in May. Shadow Attorney-General Emily Thornberry says the March the 6th budget date announced yesterday seems to confirm MPs' suspicions. Two people, including a 17-year-old boy, have been charged with murdering a man in Nottingham on Christmas Day. Rhys Connor, who was 29, was stabbed to death in Woolerton. Scientists say giving a jab to babies to prevent cases of the RSV virus could be a game changer. They found a single-shot antibody treatment can cut hospital admissions by 80%. Sales of music on vinyl in the UK are at a 30-year high. The British phonographic industry says nearly 6 million units were sold in 2023, up around 12% on last year. Taylor Swift was the top seller. Gennaro Castaldo from the BPI says that's the reason for the increase.
There's a real sort of demand for the tangible product. We as fans love to own and collect. We love the ritual of going out to our shops or ordering online to buy it. You can have a perfect world where we stream, but at the same time, we actually own and collect the albums that we most love.
It's been revealed Tony Blair wanted to relocate Wimbledon FC to Belfast in the 90s. Previously sealed documents show the then Prime Minister believed a Premier League club in Northern Ireland would be a unifying force. The idea never came to fruition, and Wimbledon eventually moved to Milton Keynes. That's the latest. I'm Nick Creasy.
Cheers, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see any remaining clouds and showers move off to the east. It will then be drier overnight with clear spells developing. Winds will diminish a little, but will stay breezy. Tomorrow we'll see a largely bright day, albeit breezy for many of us. The odd light shower or spell of rain may move in from the north and west during the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
And welcome aboard Thursday's Drive Show with me, Joe Bailey. Cheers to Siobhan for a brilliant 1-3, and actually the whole of 2023, she's just been brilliant. Love coming in and listening to all her R&B tracks, and she'll be back in 2024. But it's all about Drive today now. We've got Michelle Spencer, not just here for her usual After 5 slot, but she's going to be joining us for her best bit, so she'll be here anytime soon. And of course, great music from the 70s up to nowies. But first, let's have a classic from the Communards.
Leave me this way.
Clouds, Don't Leave Me This Way, here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we play music from the 70s right up to now. We even play a few 60s. I mean, I said the same thing yesterday, but there you go. Now, there's something, a feature that we haven't had in yonks, at least 6 months, I reckon. It's Guess the Celebrity. So, basically, what I do, there's a celebrity from either East London or Essex, and I just could be a celebrity, could be an actor, could be a singer, could be a songwriter, could be anybody that's famous. So I give you clues and then, well, when we're ready, I'll just let you know it is. So clue number one is, born this day, it's a woman. And it was born this day in 1934. Right, it's a woman, born this day in 1934. Sheryl Crow, A Change Will Do You Good. And remember, if you want any requests at all, if it's in the library, I'll play it for you. Radio at Phoenix FM, if you want to do it the old way, via email. Or, of course, you can do it on my socials, at Joe Bailey Music and at Joe Bailey Music 1 on Twitter.
Mercedes rule and a rented leer.
will do you good from 1996. Now, along the way as well, around 3:30, I'm going to be playing 3 or maybe 4 songs, duos throughout the decades. So we'll have 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, and I guess, is it the 10s? I'm not even sure. So we're going to have one of the... So if you've got a favourite, you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or of course, through my socials as well. Now... we've got one from our A-list. It's Duran Duran's brand new one. I'll never tire of saying that. Black Moonlight.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 22932 to speak with us today.
Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Right, we've got a request for Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, and I couldn't remember the year. I'm just about to look it up, and, I'll let you know afterwards. So we've got Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. Love the video.
I suppose to know that something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right of sight.
You before, but I used to be in a kind of country kind of mix-up kind of mash-up before it was actually a thing, really, back in the, oh goodness me, probably the early 2000s, and yeah, I always used to do that track, Britney, Baby, Hit Me One More Time, was always a classic. It sounds brilliant in a country mode, especially, I mean, our fiddler, our violinist, Chris, who actually does some of the idents for us here as well on Drive, always got carried away. Sometimes the song went on for about 15 minutes and didn't care. It was just good fun. Now, I've got in the studio. I'm just going to turn your slider up. Oh, yawning. That's inappropriate.
Oh, I wasn't yawning.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Yay, how are you?
Good. Happy Twixmas.
Twixmas. Yeah. I know. I've only just realised that's a thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was spelling mistakes everywhere. I thought, what's going on? People have overdone it this Christmas. You're really sparkly. You've got my eyes. I should have brought my sunglasses. I'm going to take some pictures in a minute.
I did warn you.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was going to be that sparkly.
I toned it down even.
You did tone it down.
I was going to wear more.
Was miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness, thank God for that. So, listen, we're going to go over your best bits today, aren't we?
We are, we are.
We've got lots of
four or five.
Oh, lovely.
What's that?
What's what?
You're scratching.
I've got, something in my eye. Look at that. It's one of those days. I can't believe it's a week since you was here.
I know. It's gone by so fast.
We had all that cheese, didn't we?
Yeah, I know. I didn't feel well that night. It was too much eggnog and cheese.
You had eggnog and cheese. It was worth it, though. I think I'm still recovering from all the cheese.
Oh, I know.
I can't believe it's a week ago, though.
I can't believe it's the end of December. I was going to say August, but December.
I know, August.
End of 2023.
I know. Oh, you've just realised. Well done. It's going to be one of them shows.
Yeah,
today,
it's gone by so fast. Yeah. It's been a good year, but it's gone by so fast.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot gone on, really. I think sometimes it's really nice to sort of reflect and see what you have done and, you know, and the things you haven't done as well and you'd like to do for the future and stuff like that. I think it's all really positive time of year, really.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad as well.
It's weird. It's a weird time of year. Like, you don't know who you are, where you are, what's going on, what day of the week it is.
Well, you don't, Michelle. That's for sure.
I'm technically on holiday.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right? Because you kind of switch off, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you relax. And then it takes ages to focus again.
And then you try to make appointments and realize, oh, no, I'm meant to be working at that time. I've made an appointment. Whoops.
Whoops. Oh, have you got to apologise to...
No, I've done that, yeah. I've had to find cover.
Do you want to do that on air? That's absolutely fine.
No.
Anyway, well, look, we've got the travel coming up in a minute. We'll be hearing from Michelle after 3:30 again as well. But we've got Biba Doobie and Leve with A Night to Remember. And then I'll check out the travel for you.
You walk through the door. Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, there's stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. The travel time there, you're looking around 15 minutes. Now, in Romford, temporary traffic lights due to burst water mains on Clockhouse Lane. Both ways at St John's Road for Bank Road there. This is actually not too bad around our way, to be fair. But in Braintree, the accident's also been cleared as well with Coggleshaw Road. Yes, all the accidents from the previous traffic announcements have been cleared. But Culver West Street in Colchester closed to the pedestrianised zone between Head Street and Trinity Square. And Wink Road, Thorington Street, yes, both ways closed due to emergency bridge repairs and long-term roadworks from Lower Farm Road, B1068. Now, let's have a look at the rail. Is all looking okay for you at the moment from Essex, anyway? Let's go head over to the Tube. Now, there's no service on the Bakerloo line. That's Stonebridge and Harrow and Wilston between there. Minor delays on the Central line. Minor delays also on the District line between Upminster and Tower Hill. No service on the District line also between Earlscourt and Kensington Olympia. The underground station is still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works, and trains are not stopping on Piccadilly line eastbound, that is, at South Ealing due to engineering works. And finally, still no service on the Docklands Light Railway between Bank and Poplar, between Tower Gateway and Poplar, and between Bank and Canary Wharf. There'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, before we hear from the four duos from the decades, is Lenny Kravitz, TK421. We'll be right back. yeah. Every time that song, I go, oh, yeah. Lenny Kravitz. Do you like that, Michelle?
I love Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Always have.
TK421. I can't say that. That's ridiculous. Every time I talk about that, right? TK421.
It's the little TK421.
See? That once bit. You say it, you'll never be able to say it differently now. You do know that. If you ever ask for that, if you're ever out on the dance floor, they say, can I have Lenny Kravitz, please? TK421.
You'll add that to my repertoire.
Do that, yeah. In that accent as well, you've got to do it, and it'll be fine. Right, now we've got some duos coming up. There's some of the best duos, but I've picked out weird ones. Not weird ones, but unsuspecting, maybe. I've got a Canadian in amongst it just for you.
Thank you.
There might be other Canadians in there that I'm not even aware of that you might tell us. But there's already been a poll out, Michelle. Already a survey.
Really?
Telling us the top 10 reasons for people from the UK why they're fed up with Christmas already. And it doesn't even talk about Twixmas yet.
No.
I know. Tell me, if it happened in your house, tell me if this happened, right? At least two rounds over the festive period. That's what they reckon, two-thirds of us. Have you?
The kids have, yeah.
Oh, the kids have. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Hang on a minute. Messy house has been... That's obviously hitting her, right? The kids listening at home.
I said to my husband, I go, I went downstairs for half an hour to do something. I ended up in the kitchen for 2 hours tidying up yesterday and just cooking and doing things. I was like, how does that happen? And...
Well, as a result of all this, there's 6 of 10 of us say that today, which is the 28th of December, we've had enough of Christmas. Well, that's why they call it Twixmas now. And what is Twixmas? Do you know what it stands for?
I think it's betwixt, isn't it? Or maybe between Christmas and New Year's is that weird time.
Betwixt. Oh, but that's exactly what it is. So, yeah. So, basically, they're saying today, 6 out of 10 of us say that we've had enough of Christmas. I haven't, to be fair. But 83% of us apparently can't wait to relax in front of the telly for a TV marathon for the rest of the Christmas leading up to the new year. Does that all like ring a bell with you?
No, it's like I said, because we're not running around. No. We choose who we want to spend our time with.
That's right, yes. Why you're here with me then, I don't know, to be fair.
Yeah, that's it.
I know. So that's why you've brought all your sort of like favourite bits that you've done. Because you've been with us, I suppose, now, coming in on Thursday since May. So that's a long time, really.
It is.
That's a lot of best bits to choose from, really. Because there are quite a few best bits.
I went through them all last night as well. Going through them, yeah.
Listening. Did it bring back some good memories or some few nightmares?
I tried not to listen to the one where I was snorting.
Oh, that's my favourite one.
The face yoga.
Should have done a blooper one today, shouldn't I, really?
Oh, no.
Fair. Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I'm going to get through some of these duos. I know none of these are Canadian. This is from 2000 and... No, no, actually, dead on 2000, the turn of the century. Kylie Minogue and Robbie Williams. Do you know this one? Kids. Never heard of Kids. It's brilliant.
I've got lots of them.
Thank you.
So do you remember that one now,
Michelle? I do,
Yes, it's the kids from 2000. Now, I'm going to play another couple. We've got one of your Canadian friends, Anne-Marie.
I wish.
Oh, no, not Anne-Marie. Shania Twain.
I wish.
Coming up. So that's from 2023. Reached number 18 in the UK charts.
Did it?
Yes, yes. Absolutely loved that. It was one of our A-list here as well on Phoenix FM. So I've got that coming up. And also, I have got Bowie and Queen. Actually, it's credited to Queen because it's Queen with David Bowie, because the B-side of the single is Queen's soul brother. That's how that came about. So we've got those two coming up now. I didn't know which one to play one for. I love this. So let's play the bass with this.
Yeah.
I
is
did.
It?
This song, I just started playing the bass.
Oh.
Anyway, useless information. Didn't need to know, but there we go. Anyway, I'll turn this down and listen to the song, shall we, Michelle?
Slashed and torn.
It hurts more than hangovers. No, that bottle don't hold the same regret. And my mother says that you're bad for me. Guess she never felt the high we're on right now. And my father says I should run away, but he don't know.
it's unhealthy, then I don't give a damn. Cause even if it kills me, I'll always take your hand. It's unhealthy, they just don't understand. And when they try to stop me, just know nobody can.
Shania Twain together can't be better on a duo, can you?
I know, and Anne-Marie, I love her. She's so great, like funny, all-around normal person.
Just down to earth proper, isn't she?
Yeah.
You've seen her on The Voice as well.
I've
not been really watching it this year, just the finals bits, it was just on.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, Anne-Marie's on it, she's nice. Tom Jones always seemed like a nice fella. And Ollie Murs, obviously Essex boy as well.
Exactly.
So. And, of course, Will.i.am.
Yeah,
so
I love him.
It's a great cast, but yeah, I'm not too keen on the show, but I do watch it still now and again. But, I forgot where I was going with that. Anyway,
but Anne-Marie Essex as well?
Essex.
East London?
I think, I can't remember. I'm going to have a look, but I'm pretty sure.
If she's listening, she should call us.
Yeah, let us know, Emery, because, you know, and you're more than welcome to just come down as well. We've got some goodies
crisps
in the studio for you, yeah. So, but anyway, listen, coming up, we've got another duo coming up, and then we're going to be having one of your best bits, aren't we, coming up as well.
Sure, we can do one of those.
Yeah, but first, let's go to the ads.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home, and care in the hospice for patients, their families, and carers. St. Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Redbridge and Barking, and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Do you know what? We'll change their minds. We're actually going to do the best bits now. Let's have a go. So, which one have you chosen for us?
So, let's start backwards because I went through them and I did the most popular top five. I know.
Yeah.
I did homework. Amazing.
Yeah. So, just to let you know as well, if you've tuned in for the first time, this is Michelle Spencer. She comes in every, Friday, Thursday after five, only for around 15 minutes. That's all I usually can do.
It's all you can handle.
I'm only kidding. So, Michelle comes in, but then not what I do. We then upload the little bit that you've done, 10, 15 minutes, and I put them down as episodes, and you can catch them on phoenixfm.com. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you don't have to watch them in order, do you? But
listen,
they're all there. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Don't want to watch us.
It's been one of those. Definitely not. No, well, not me. You'd be fine. But
it's
chaos. Anyway, I digress. Let's carry on. Go on, Michelle. It's all yours.
All right, so I've done the top five, and this one goes all the way back. So number five, coming in at number five, was episode number four. And we talked about yoga and stress and how it can be helpful. And then we did a little activity, and you put it down as face yoga, but that was a different episode. But this one we did jock yearning. And I can see you brought your finger yoga pack in. I think Joe should be wearing her yoga leggings on the fingers to do some of these exercises. We'll get her to do some in a bit. So if you remember, if you listened, if you didn't listen, if you want to listen to the whole episode, just go to number four, episode number four. So this one was back in June. Would have been in June, I think. Yeah, definitely in June. So jaw gurning. Jaw gurning is a really good one to release the tension in the jaw, obviously, in the face. And when we get stressed out, we tend to clench our teeth, grind our teeth. So if you're a mouth grinder at night as well, or you find that you start getting tension headaches, sometimes it's the masticator muscle. There's a tendon between our top set of teeth and bottom set of teeth, and you can feel that those get tense. So if you're at home and you're listening along, if you're driving, whatever, wherever you are, you can join along right now. So we're going to just open the mouth out really wide. Joe's putting on her little outfit. So we're going to open right, so open up the mouth really wide. And then with the mouth really wide, we're going to just swish the jaw side to side, the lower jaw, obviously, side to side. I obviously, Christmas was tense in my house because I can hear lots of clicking. My kids, I know, are listening right now going, no, it wasn't. So we're clicking side to side. And then you can make circles. How?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... And that's just jaw gurning. So you can do it and just keep doing it, opening the mouth. And it might cause a bit of yawning as well. So it's good for when we're yawning. I would just stop because Joe was about to yawn. Yeah. When you're yawning, actually, it's a way of your body getting in more air. So sometimes when we're lacking in oxygen, we start to yawn a bit. So sometimes opening up the jaw really wide. Yawning away now. Try not to. And just turning. So that was our jaw gurning episode. So that was number five.
I still do that now, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, because my jaw used to click a lot when I was first doing it. I don't do it every day, but every now and again I think, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, and I'll give that a go. And it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, I think, and that's what I said, like, if you feel like you're getting a headache or you're tired sometimes, especially if you're tired, like, you'll really notice how tight the muscle is between the top set of teeth and bottom set of teeth.
It's really tense, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, but that's perfect. So that's our, what was that called again?
Jaw gurning.
Jaw gurning. And it's not the jaw gurning that you might envisage that used to be on a lot of TV shows back in the day. It was face gurning. So you'd have like, it would be like a horseshoe, and people with no teeth would then start making weird faces. And that was called gurning.
I feel like I missed out by not growing up here.
I knew, really did. You don't know what you missed out on. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, is that it?
That was number five. We can come back.
So what episode was that? Online, if anyone wants to look at phoenixfm.com with Joe Bailey or Drive.
It's episode number four.
Oh, that's an easy one to find. There's loads of pages to go back on. But yeah. So that's why I put them on episodes, so that'd be easier for people to find. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Phil Collins and Phil Bailey. That was the last duet. Didn't fit that. It's called Easy Lover. Do you know that one?
I do.
He's not Canadian, is he?
No.
No. I'm going to be asking you that with every singer, you know that, right?
Thank you.
Collins and Philip Bailey. Yes, no relation with Easy Lover here on Phoenix FM. And that was number one back in 1984. Now, taking us up to the top of the hour, we're going to have a listen to Guess the Intro. And to Guess the Intro, if you're tuned in for the first time, I will play that out right at the end of the show. So, me and Michelle will see you after four.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.